Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Ayin Hei Maseches Shabbos, the 137th daf in Shas. We pick up three lines from the bottom. Va'atoyfer Shtei Tfaris. We're discussing the 39 Malachas in the Mishnah, and now we begin to describe the Isser of Tfira sewing. Va'atoyfer Shtei Tfira, someone who sews two stitches, asks the Gemara, Valoi Kaima, but the stitches don't last. Answers the Gemara, and that if he ties it, only if he ties it, will he be chayiv on toifer. The Mishnah says that kare al menas litvar, someone who tears with the intention to sew. Mishnah also taught that kare al menas litvar, someone who tears with the intention to sew. The Gemara asks on the bottom line, kriyim b'mishkan mi have it. Did they have tearing in the Mishkan? Where did they have it? Rabbi Rav Zeira, Darmi Tavai, Rabbi Rav Zeira both gave the same answer. Shekain, Yuria, Shenafel Bodarna, Karimba, Vitofren Osa. A Yuria, one of the hides that was used to cover the Mishkan, if there was a knot that was caught inside of it, they would tear it and then sew again. If there was some type of klup or knot, they would tear and sew it again. Where it continues two lines from the top. Amrav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amrav Hamoteach Chutshel Tfira B'Shabbos. Someone who tenses, who pulls hard on a thread that was sewn. Rashi describes that there are times that if the thread loosens too much, one needs to pull it taut, and then one is chayev a carbon chatas for doing that. Even though he didn't do actual sewing, but since this is the completing of the sewing process, it's also considered tofer as well. Rav also taught some other couple of halachos that are not related to Hilchos Shabbos. V'aloi medover echad min hamogush, someone who learns from a sect that is drawn to avodah zara, you're not allowed to even learn Torah from him. Chayv misa. V'ayodei alachshav tkufos amazolos v'ena choshev. And someone who knows how to calculate the months, to calculate the astronomy, and he doesn't, then it's prohibited to speak with him because he's supposed to do it to calculate for on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Along these lines, the Gemara now discusses what is the Megushta that Chazal looked down on. Rav Shmuel Amri, Chad Omer Charshi v'Chad Omer Gedufi. Charshi is some type of witchcraft, and Gedufi is that it's connected to a blasphemous sect that is connected to Avodah Zarah. Where it continues this time, the Rav Da'amar Gedufi will prove that it's Rav, who is the one who said that it comes from a blasphemous sect. Damar Rav Zutra Bartuvi Amarav, Haloi Midover Echad Min Hamogush, Chayv Misa. Someone learns from the Mogush, he's Chayv Misa. Disagadai the Charshi, if you can say it's Kishuf, Oksiv, the Torah says, Lo Sumad Lasis, Avata Lamed Lahovinu Lahoris. You're allowed to learn to know what is Usser, when is Mutter. So if Rav had said, absolutely, he's Chayv Misa, then he must be referring to the Avodah Zarah and not for the Kishuf. Mark continues, 12 lines in, Amr Shimon Pazi, Amr Shua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. Shimon Pazi quoted in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, in the name of Bar Kapara, Kol Yodea, Lechoshev, B'tkufas, Mazolos, Ve'ena Choshev. We mentioned earlier in the Gemara that you shouldn't talk with people who have the potential to be Choshev, Mechashev, B'tkufas, Umazolos. Along those lines, Kol Yodea, Lachshev, B'tkufas, Umazolos, Ve'ena Choshev, Alav, Hakos of Oimer, the Pasuk says, V'aspoal Hashem, Lo Yabitu, U'maisi Yodov, Lo Yro'u. People who don't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful creations. It seems from here that Chazal see a tremendous maila to be able to look into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, look into the science, and be able to derive beautiful discoveries. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin Shemitzvah Al-Odom Leichoshev Tkufos U'mazals. How do we know that it's a mitzvah for someone to calculate? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Devarim, you shall guard and watch and do, because it is a chachma that is understood by the nations. Ezu chachma uvina shehi le'enei ha'amim. What is a wisdom and an understanding that exists by the nations? It's not Torah. Haveyomer zei chishuv tkufos mazals. It's calculating the astronomy. Rashi writes that the reason why this is a chokhma le'enei ha'amim is because it's shechokhma hanikeresi. It's a chokhma that is obvious to others. In other words, explains Rashi, shemar lehem simin ledvarav behilu chachama v'amazolos shemeidim kedvarav. He shows that you want to know why it's been raining. It's because such and such is happening in the heavens. Shomer shanezu gishuma v'hi kein shanezu shechone v'hi kein. Because the stars are lined up in this direction, it is like that. So it's showing that Klal Yisrael, it seems that what Rashi is saying is that Klal Yisrael is able to show them that through their Torah, they're able to attain great chachmas. Maharsha adds, and this is consistent with Rashi, that it's not that we're showing the Amim, the chachmas HaTorah, of how we calculate the Jewish year. He says that Gentiles do not have a shaychus to Torah Bagoyim Al Tamin, but rather is showing them the chachma of the calculations of Chazal, how well-versed Chazal were relative to their times in understanding the astronomy and the astrology. It would seem that there is, on some level, a mitzvah then to show the Chochmas HaTorah, not from the Torah vantage point, but rather how Torah makes us wise in science as well, and show the prowess of science of Talmidei Chachamim. If you take a look, the Ein Mishpat says that the smag counts it as a mitzvah. The Rambam in Shorash Sheni mentions the smag, and he disagrees with it because he claims that this is based on a drasha, and he claims if we would count all of the drashas of Chazal, it would be thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. The Rambam seems to concede it's on some level a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah d'oraisa as the smag assumes. Mark continues, the mission taught us Hatzad Svi, someone who traps a deer, is going to be chayiv on Shabbat as well. Tan Rabban Hatzad Chilazon Vapotza, someone who traps a chilazon, the fish that was whose tchelis was used, the worm, and he squeezes out its blue blood, Eino chayiv alachas, he's chayiv one malacha. Rashi says that he's chayiv on Seda, but for the squeezing out, he's not going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chayiv shtayim, he's chayiv too. Shayi Rabbi Yehuda Omer p'tzia b'chlal disha. Squeezing out the blue blood of the snail is going to be an isser of disha. Amrulo chazal, quote the Rabbanon, as saying, ain p'tzia b'chlal disha. Squeezing out is not considered disha. Rava explains, Amar Rava maitam the Rabban. What's the reason of the Rabban? Kasari they hold, ain g'dusha disha el l'gedulei karka. The only time one is chayiv for threshing is for those things that grow from the ground. Tosis and the Ayin Gimel Amabez will discuss in detail whether we pask in this way, Ein Disha Ele Gedulei Karka, and that becomes a Machlokis Haposkim even today in Halacha Lamaisa. Asks the Gemara, V'lichayim Na Mishum Tils Neshama, squeezing out all the blue blood of the snail is going to kill it. So even the Rabbanon, even the Tanakama, should have him chayv for two. Am Rabbi Yochan Shepatso Meis, he squeezed out when he's dead. We could even say that he squeezed out when he was alive. However, vis-a-vis the Isser Natilas Neshama, he's considered Misasik. His intention is not to get out to kill the animal. His intention is just to get out the blood. He's entirely involved with something else. He's Misasik. He's Misasik in getting out the blood. Natilas Neshama is something he's entirely unaware of. Asks the Marva, Abai Varava, Damri Tavari Modi Rabbi Shimon B'Psik Reisha V'lo Yomus. The important clout of Psik Reisha, that if it's inevitable that it's going to happen, then we don't have the Heter of Dover Sheinim Eskavin. It seems from our Gemara that Psik Reisha will also apply to Misasik. And we're asking, he's not Misasik, it's inevitable that the snail is going to die. And therefore, just like when a person cuts off the head of an animal, we say that Moder Rabbi Shimon Psik Reisha L'Yomos, as the Gemara describes later on in Kuf Gimel and Kuf Yud Alef Amud Beis, that his intention is only to get the head off of the animal to use it as a toy for a child. They would stuff the head of a bird and use it as a ball. Nevertheless, It's inevitable. So too over here. He is misasik etzlam tils and shama. But at the end of the day, it's inevitable that the snail is going to die. And says the Gemara, shana hacha, here it's different. The kamad yisbein shama tvei nichalei keichadol etzil tzivai. Here it's different because he wants to keep the snail alive as long as possible. The blood is a better form of blue when the animal is still alive. So he's trying to squeeze it out in a way where it stays alive as long as possible, and therefore it's not inevitable, and hence we consider him a masasik if the snail dies. The Gemara continues to analyze shchita v'hashoichtoi, that someone who shechts on Shabbos is chayv. Shachat mishum mai chayv. Why is someone who does shchita chayv? Rav Amar mishum tzoveh. Rav says it's because he dies the neck with blood. Ushmuel Amar netilas neshama. And Shmuel says the iser is netilas neshama, taking out the life of the animal. Analyze the Gemara mishum tzoveh im mishum tilas neshama lo. According to Rav, you're only going to be chayv for tzoveya and not netilas neshama. Eima af mishum tzoveya. No, Rav did not say that you're going to be chayv only on tzoveya. He meant tzoveya and netilas neshama. Amar Rav, milsa d'amri eima ba milsa d'lo leisi dari basroi. What I said, I will explain, so that the generations that come afterwards, v'leichu ulai, that they will not laugh on what I had said. Tzoveya b'mai. In what way are you chayv for dying? I think Rav was afraid that people will laugh at his pshat, because no one thinks of slaughtering an animal and it dyes the, let's say, the white fur as being a form of dying. What? Clearly that's not his interest. Clearly there's no benefit from it. So Rav says, no, there is a benefit. There's a benefit to have the area of the shchita dyed with blood. Because if people will see it, then that will show that it's fresh. And since it's fresh, when they see the fresh blood, so then in such a case, people are more likely to want to buy that meat. The Mishnah continues, v'hamolchoi v'hama'abdoi, someone who salts meat and someone who processes the hides. Ask the Gemara, hainu melech v'hainu ma'abed. Salting and working the hides are the same thing. The first thing in the process of making the hides, they would salt them. So what's the difference between Molech and Ma'abed? Why are they two different ovos? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Damri Tavayach, Apli Chaminai V'ayel Sirtut. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish conceded, and they said, you're right, you should take out one of those Malachos, and in the place, you should put the Isra of making lines into the hide. Ultimately, often the hide was turned into parchment, and they would make lines to write on the parchment. Amar Rav Baruchuna, Hay Man Demalach Bisra Chay Mishum Ma'abed. Rav Baruchuna says that someone salts meat, then he's going to be chayiv on Ma'abed. Rav Amar Ein Ibur Be'ochlim. Rav says that is not correct, because there's no such thing as working on food. It's only on something that's going to last as a permanent object. Amar Vashia Filu. Rabbi Baruchana lo amar, Rabbi Baruchuna, excuse me, only said this, el dekoy boi le l'orcha. Only if he wanted it for his travels. Then, in order to preserve it, they would put a lot of salt. In such a case, then Rabbi Baruchuna was mechadesh, that you would be chayiv for ma'abed. Avalabesa, but for his house, lo mashvi inshi michli eitz. He wouldn't turn it into wood, preserve it in such a strong manner that one would consider it ma'abed. Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, Hashof bein ha'amudim, someone who flattens between pillars, b'shabes chayiv mishum machi, he's chayiv for flattening the ground. Amar Rechia bar Abba, gimel dvarim, sachli Rav Ashi mishmei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Chia bar Abba said that Rav Ashi told me three things in name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Number one, Hamigarer Roshe Klonosos Bishabis Chayv Mishum Mechatech. Someone who someone who shaves off the edges of the poles, chay mishum mechatech, they would cut it down to a particular size, that would be aser that's yisra mechatech. Hamemareach retia b'shabbos, someone who puts a ointment and spreads it out, mimareach, that's an iser that some are not familiar with, and that is spreading out a cream on a wound on Shabbos, is chay mishum mechatech. And someone who flattens out a stone or quarries out a stone, that's even more precise, b'shabes chay mishum makeh b'patish. The process of misateis is after the stone has been removed from the quarry, then they would soften the edges, sharpen the edges, make them more precise. That's Mesates. And that is Makim Pat. Shem Rav Shem and Kisma, Rav Shem and Lakish. Hatsad. Hatsar Tzora. Bikli. Someone who... Rav Shem and Lakish. Hatsar Tzora Bikli. Someone who draws something on a utensil. Vaminafeach Bikli Schuchis. And someone who heat blows a glass. You make glass often by blowing heat into the material, chay mishum makeh b'patish, and that's how it's formed, and that's considered makeh b'patish. Amar Rav Yehuda, hay man deshakel akufei miglimi, person who removes extra strands, stray strands that are coming out of a garment, or if he takes impurities out of wool, in, let's say a wool sweater that it still has thorns and other things that were trapped in the wool, chay mishum makeh b'patish, it's not a full-fledged sweater until it's those things are removed. So that's a chiyum makeh patish v'hani mili dekapit alayu. And this applies only for those parts that a person is makbid on. For those things that a person would not be makbid on a sweater, it would not be a problem. The Mishnah also told us, v'akosev shteyosio, someone who writes two letters. Two letters, you're chayiv. One letter, you're not. Tan rabban kosel ha'zachas gedola. If you wrote one large letter, v'yesh mekom lichtov shtayim, and there is an... it was in enough space to write two, so we would have had a hava mina that you should be chayiv because you wrote over the space of two. Pater nevelas your pater machakos gedola. If you erase one large letter, v'yeshim kom lichtov shtayim, and there's enough room to write two. The Rush adds, not only if there was a large letter, if there was any type of scribble, and he erased it, and now he's able to write two letters there, v'yesh mekom lichtov shtayim, chayiv. So we see for the shear of mochek, it's the space of two. For ksiva, it has to be two letters mamish. Amar Nachman bar Yossi, v'zech omer b'mochek mi b'kosev. From here we see that there's one thing that in mochek is more stringent than kosev. Habonim v'asoser, someone who builds, destroys, ha-mechabeb, he extinguishes a fire, v'amavir, he lights one, v'amakeb patish. Rabbi Rav Zoya Darm Tavar, call me this big mar malach chayim shum makeb patish. Anything that concludes a malach is chayim from makeb patish. We saw from Rashi on Ayin Dalad on the base, two lines into the wide, that's only if it's an independent malacha, an independent action, then you can be chayif from makeh patish. If a person builds a house and the last hammer drive that completes the house is the last thing that he's doing, and he doesn't do an independent act of completing the object, he will not be chayim makeh patish. It has to be an independent action. Elu avos malachos, our mission will conclude, these are the avos malachos, ela fukin reblasim lechayiv al toda b'makom av. That's coming to exclude the shita Reb Eliezer that holds that you're chayiv for a tolda in the place of an av. Rabbi Eliezer, Rashi explains, Dibur Maskel Afuke holds increases tazayin amid aleph, that if one did a tolda and its av, so let's take one of our toldos, let's take dosh, if he did dosh and mefarek, so then Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're, even though dosh is the av and mefarek is the tolada, you'd be chayiv twice. We hold not that way. Elu, that you're only chayiv for the av independently, avos independently and av and a tolda, you'd be chayiv only one. To emphasize that the max that you could be chayiv is 39 malachos behelem echod, as the Gemara had explained on Daf Ayin Beis. The Mishnah described the 39 in a funny way. Arboim chaser achas lafuke mid Rabbi Yehuda. That's to come to exclude from Rabbi Yehuda. Explains our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda meisif es hashovet. Rabbi Yehuda added someone who straightens out the shesi. The shesi is the thread that is run through to weave garments. If the thread was knotted, that is going to be the malacha of hashoved. V'hamidagdek is if one straightens out the erev, which is the opposite of the shesi. If he straightens that out, that's also going to be one of the malachos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. He added two more. Amrullah, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shovet Rei Bechlal Mesach. Shovet is included in the malacha that we mentioned, Mesach. Umedagdek, and someone who straightens out the weaving itself, Harei Bechlal Oreg, that is done in the process of Oreg and is not counted as a separate malacha. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Hei, and we now, Be'ezer Hashem, go on to the halacha section. Bezos Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis, is a innocent line, relatively straightforward line, about 20 lines into the Gemara, where the Gemara reports what Rav Ashi had said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, three things. One of those things was Hamimareach Ratia. Rashi explains that means rubbing ointment into a wound. B'Shabbos Chayiv Mishum Memachek, he's going to be Chayiv for Memachek. Now, what is the pshat in the Gemara and Rashi? Memachek, as described in the Mishnah, was actually the flattening of the hide to process it when the hide was flattened. The chiddush of our Gemara is that not only flattening hide, but even flattening an ointment would be an iser daraisa. This is found in Shulchan Aruch. This is important for medicines and medicinal procedures. Many people are not aware of it. I remember when I was in Camp Pask and discussing many of the issues that come up with the members of the Holy Infirmary in Camp Pask, ointments for the campers were a big issue. And this is found in Simin Shin Chaf Ches Sif Chaf Vav. Therefore, ostensibly, putting an ointment on a wound in Shabbos is most definitely a shayla of a deraisa. Now, the Marsham in the Sefer Das Torah, in Simin Shin Chaf Ches Sif Chaf Vav, raises the following ha'ara. He's medayik this from the Lashon Magen Avram in Simin Shin Tezayin. And this was something that Bishas Hadchak, in difficult situations, was a shita that we relied on in the past, because Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that there was room, possibly, to be mekel. And that is, the Magen Avraham seems to say that the Isser Mimareach is only if his intention is not to have the ointment being rubbed into the body. If his intention is to rub it entirely into the body, if it's something that absorbs entirely into the body, maybe there's room to say that there isn't memareach. The Isser memareach does not apply. This is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perik Lamed Gimel Ha'ara Nun Ches. And the Svara we could add is that where it's entirely absorbed in, so then that's not the process of flattening out an object. The object entirely disappears. And this is how Rav Neuwirth quotes from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Lahalacha. He quotes in the name of a Rav Klein that he discussed this with the Chazon Ish as well. And the Chazon Ish seemed to be note to the Kula. It's not clear if it's the same Svara that Rav Shlomo Zalman had used. So therefore, even though Mimareach is a Shaila of a Doraisa, however, if it's entirely absorbed into the body, it could very well be that based on understanding where our halacha in our Gemara came from, that it was based on the Mishnah of flattening out the hide, where the Mishnah entirely disappears and dissolved into the skin, then there might be room to be Mekel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was Mekel, and the Churav, therefore, for that reason, Bidyeved, in Shas Hadchak, more precisely in Shas Hadchak situations, there'll be room to be mekel with medications that are absorbed into the skin. This concludes the halacha section from Daf Ayin Hei.